Inside Wirtschaft, der Podcast mit Manuel Koch. Joining me now here in Berlin is Timur Tolov. He is the owner and CEO of Freedom Holding. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. Maybe let's talk about some challenging situations for the markets as a worldwide broker. I think you feel the consequences maybe of the war. What do you think about those challenges at the moment?
We are living in one of the most challenging times, I think, in history, and so many things is happening in one time. Just after pandemic, which is also been absolutely unexpected and so widespread to all over the world. So millions of people were affected, hundreds of million people were affected, and now, unfortunately, it's one of the worst war is happening in Europe, and it's also affecting many countries. It's affecting Europe. It's affecting the problems of global safety and security. Of course, a lot of people. A lot of individual investors is now very confused what to do, especially at this moment. And by the way, world is continued to develop, and the world is economics is also continuing to challenge ourselves, because the digitalizations continue to change the world whenever war is happening or not. And a lot of technologies continue to disrupting old-fashioned businesses. That's also a big challenge, and we should meet such many challenges once, trying to find solution in a world when so many sanctions from different sides affecting businesses. So many many international trade operations just now disrupted for some political reasons. But by the way, we seeing how fast technology continue to change the world, and especially in brokerage business. Many companies is merging each other to survive, or and for anyway being disrupted by newcomers with much less capital, but who has a bright view, who can be able to challenge market, to be brave enough to challenge the old players in this market. And I'm sure that in world of rising inflation, in a world of problems with international trade, it's still so many opportunities. And if you could be able to survive in all of this, you will become a much, much stronger. So the tough times is creating a great people. And if you could be able to make a right decision in this tough times, you also could be able to secure your wealth and many rest of the things.
Of course, the COVID-19 pandemic time was a very tough time. You just said it. Of course, on the other hand, there are also opportunities, digitalization, transformation. There were a lot of new investors in the market, and now they feel like maybe the first crisis in their investor's career when they're young. What do you make out of it, this?
I'm glad that a lot of this happened so fast, because they just came to the market and already seen how it works. Because unfortunately, one of the key problem is expectation management. When the people is just coming to the market and feeling a free money on them, you just can come and take some free money. Your money can double in a year, but actually that's not how the market works. Market can grow fast and then can decline also fast, and it's much better to understand how it's working. Unfortunately, it's not good. All this crisis is bad for market, but it will also help people with relatively small capital who just came to the market, better to understand the whole landscape of risk and opportunities, because it's much worse when people is just testing, receiving positive feedback, investing more, receiving positive feedback, investing even more, and then they here acting without any fear, without understanding that stock can double but can also halve soon enough. And this crisis for sure will help to manage expectations, and I hope it will also help us to build a more sustainable industry and better managing expectation of the people. We could be able to create a better and more sustainable uptrend in the market after the crisis.
And the industry is growing, especially the fintechs. There are so many new startups coming, an interesting market.
I think all the industries in the world should have tech in the end of it. Fintech, GovTech, InsurTech, HealthTech. We are trying to make all industry more efficient, and fintechs will never overlap all the banking system, but all the banking system should transform to fintech or die. So it's no another way. And that's not mean that fintech will win the competition. I'm sure that all the banks in the country will be just more efficient and much different from its current view. So old-fashioned inefficiency is going to past, and this new technology advanced companies with young teams who is better understanding the customer needs and who is better understanding all the opportunities, they will win a competition, and they will win this competition very soon. I think that's as a big, very big opportunity all over.
You live in Kazakhstan, and maybe for some people it's surprising, but it's a very digital country. What is the difference there?
I think Kazakhstan is a relatively young country. It's a country with a lot of kids this moment, with a growing demographic, and it has a relatively young government this moment. Relatively young minister of digitalization, and a strong IT approach to manage these government services. They built their platform from almost from zero, but they build it in a modern way, because a lot of people in Kazakhstan being educated in Europe, in England, in Germany, in Eastern and Western Europe, in the United States, they came back to the country, and now a lot of them worked in government authorities, and they're trying to bring they're trying to share their knowledge, they're trying to solve problems most efficient way, also because Kazakhstan is not such wealthy like German, and they need to be efficient to be able to manage. And also because they are a bit younger, they are ready to take more risk, they're ready to implement this solution faster. Not to wait too much, not to measure, not to wait too much all the risk. They can be faster in decision making, they can be more open, and in the end they started from almost zero. I hope that all of this is helping them to create environment where fintech can develop very, very fast, because all the really sustainable fintech, all financial institutions is depends on government services. And if you can integrate with these government services, you can create a much more efficient financial institution.
And you're a big player, Freedom Holding and Freedom Finance. So what's your business model?
We are trying to be as digital as possible. In a brokerage where we are providing I hope one of the best research in the region. We're covering a lot of tech companies all over the world. We developed our own IT platform, TraderNet, to communicate with our customers for investments. We also trying to develop our digital banking services, payments, e-com services. We created a digital mortgage platform, one of the best in the country. We now introducing the auto financing platform also, which will should help in less than an hour to get financing to buy a car, any secondary car in the street without visiting bank, without visiting any government authorities, just online through the biometric identification, change the ownership, put a collateral, collect all the necessary information to make this decision. I hope we are a team of well-motivated young people who is very open-minded, who always deals in a high competitive market. We're successful in our. I hope was that because of our corporate culture, we could be able to be competitive. Not because we can pay our team much more money rather than our competitors. We're not such rich like many of our competitors. But we have, I think, more. But I think in general, we have a more open culture where our people can risk, they can take this risk, they can take responsibility on the points, and we providing a good opportunities to the team to develop and to make a great things, and because of that we're able to collect a lot of talents.
We have a lot of German viewers, so which services are available in Germany and how does it work?
We have a key product that's Freedom Finance Europe product of accessing US and European markets through the TraderNet. So you can visit freedomfinance.eu, freedom24.com platform, which allow you to access US stocks, European stocks, to access our research fully online, to be inspired by some investment opportunities, to get more information and understand the better and better understand the investment theses, why to better understand a big global brands, why you can make money on investments to these brands. So we're covering a lot of blue chips in Europe and in the United States, big respectable companies like, I don't know, Apple, Netflix, and many smaller companies in the street. And reading this research, exploring our platform, which is allow you fully online to trade stocks on fair market price with reasonable pricing. I hope using this platform, participating sometimes and being able to buy stock at IPO price is also interesting opportunities for many customers. We're also covering a lot of companies who is just filed for IPO, and we're providing research on them, which is also could be very interesting for many of our customers.
And what are your future plans for the German or European markets?
I hope that we could be able to acquire a banking license here and be able to provide our payment services, and develop digital mortgages, auto financing, buy now, pay later solutions like we do that in Kazakhstan. Of course, it's much different regulation, and we need to adapt these products. But I hope that working together also with German regulators, we could be able to do that, and we could be able to adapt all our technologies and benefits also of German market.
And maybe last question, your message to investors, stay in the markets or invest your money?
I think the best message this moment, a lot of companies, which is very attractive to buy, a lot of companies is traded much lower than last year and still is very good as a business. You have to be confident in your investments. You have to do the good homework before you will trade. Do this homework, because, and I am sure that you will find a lot of opportunities in stock market right now. A lot of companies now much cheaper than even before pandemic, and showing much better financial results rather than before. I hope that this moment is a good moment to come to the market. But of course, you have to do your homework you have to be patient when you make decision, because the stock market is not a place where you can get free money. You have to do your homework, you have to be patient, you have to wait to be successful.
Timur Tolov, the owner and CEO of Freedom Holding, thank you so much for the interview, and thank you for watching. All the best. Und wenn euch diese Sendung gefallen hat, dann abonniert gerne den Podcast von Inside Wirtschaft und gebt uns ein Like.